Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on the Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080.
Woo! Bifurcate.
It's not breaking news, dude.
On. Make that up because we're the big swinge, W-S-I-N-J.
It's hard when it's that wet. That's swing spelled S-W-I-N-J. That's pump.
Okay, a little bit back on track here, 608.
Take that, boss man.
Relax.
Just do the Woody Woodpecker laugh.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
a little good woodpecker.
Bet you
meant the bird. I saw a blue jay the other day. I'm a bird watcher now.
Are you?
Yeah.
You bring your binoculars out there?
I do have binoculars.
You and Tony Starlight?
I love looking at birds.
Okay.
I like it. I think it's cool.
No.
I don't know what many of them are, but I try to, in my mind, like...
You try to make them, you're like,
yeah.
You just make something
And if
up.
I see a cool one, I Google it.
Now, let me ask you this question. Are you just, like, when you're outside, you're like, oh, a bird, or are you, like, going bird watching?
No. The former.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I
don't go bird watching.
I like seeing birds, but the idea of going bird watching... I can't think of many things outside of watching you sports that I would rather
less. Bird watching is a very popular pastime.
Yeah, people love it.
There are a lot of people, way more people bird watch than you know.
Yeah.
It seems like. But I can't think of anything worse.
No.
Than like that's the only thing you're doing. Now, it kind of like fishing, if I get to drink. Look, to me, fishing is just an excuse to drink and then have something else going on.
Sure. And be on the water. And
yeah, you're drinking, you're on the water, you're hanging out. If you put it in that context, I think it's the same as fishing.
Ooh. See, I like to fish.
Yeah, it's a little different than fishing.
No, I'm saying for me, it's the same because it's...
As long
because
as
I don't care
involved.
About either activity.
Yeah.
I just... If I'm drinking, it could be fun.
Okay.
So it goes into the same category for me.
Fishing is at least active... More so. Sometimes you're just sitting there waiting, but in bird watching, you're literally just watching.
No, I will tell you that if you said, "Hey, I'm going to like what are the bird sanctuaries?" I know there's a name for it, and I'm drawing a blank on it.
Bird sanctuaries.
Yeah, you know where they've got there's a top on them. Like they see them at like theme parks. Text program, help me out. 250.
I think your answer is bird sanctuary.
It is not. There is an actual name. For it, and it's driving me cape crazy. I guarantee that someone knows what I'm talking about. Either way, if you go to one of those, and I'm gonna get to see an S ton of birds in one area, and they're just flying around, and you get to see it, that I'd be on board for. because I'm with you. I think birds are beautiful and they're fascinating. But if I'm just like walking around nature and I'm staring up at the tree and maybe I see a couple different ones, no, I need them all condensed into one thing. Yeah,
the text line says aviary.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Couldn't think of it. Back to your original point.
You're so excited.
Yes, because I don't know why I couldn't come up with that. The Blue Jay, if I'm doing power rankings of my birds, and we're going to take out like the big birds.
You like the Blue Jay?
The Blue Jay of the just the normal everyday birds, the Blue Jay may be number one. Like when you see one, they're just stunning. They're beautiful.
They really are. What do you think is the coolest looking bird?
Again, if we're taking out like the raptors and the owls, because that's a whole different class. I'm going Blue Jay as my number one.
What about like the macaw, like the parrot?
No, I'm taking Blue Jay.
Those are beautiful.
Cardinals are pretty cool too.
Cardinals. What about Orioles?
I've seen some Orioles out on some runs.
Pretty sweet.
You get that bright blue. Plus, I just love that color, that sky blue kind of. It just they're stunning. I'll go Blue Jay.
Right.
Now, if we're getting
as you get older,
aren't Blue Jays kind of jerks though?
I don't know if they are or not.
They throw beer cans at babies.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you remember?
No, I don't remember that.
World Series, or no, ALCS.
Hello? I don't remember that.
Yeah, Toronto. They were throwing, maybe it was in Texas, but I think it might have been.
Was it the ALCS?
It was in Toronto. Might have been the DS. But they, remember they threw a beer bottle and a Bud Light bottle and it hit a baby?
Yeah, I do.
Like down by the first or second row.
I do
right?
Kind of briefly remember that. They get
wild.
Yeah, it's Canada,
Blue
man.
Jays.
That beer up there, man, it's like drinking moonshine. That's
right.
Some serious beer up there. Drinking stuff that's like 7-8%. Hell yeah. But like if you're going to the bigger birds, I'm going owl, my number one. Love the owl.
You like the owl?
I love the owl.
You can't go wrong with the bald eagle.
No, you can't.
They're so unbelievably cool looking.
They're majestic.
Like the peregrine falcon.
No, there you
because
go.
It's very fast.
Peregrine falcon? I don't know what that. Wait.
I think it's the fastest bird out there.
Uh-huh.
I went through a phase as a kid where I liked all the animals that were really fast, hence why I liked the cheetah.
Oh, I see that.
And I think that is the fastest bird in
the
terms of speed,
falcon.
Like 60 miles per hour or something like that.
I like pterodactyls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Who doesn't like that?
But as you get older, this is so weird because, you know, these are things that when you're a kid, you're like, God, the olds are so boring.
Yeah.
I like little things like that. Birds, and I look at trees. I do. And I sit in silence. Like, so, I'll sit outside in silence.
So Rob likes...
It used to be that you needed music, right? Like,
sure.
If I'm having a glass of wine outside or whatever, you put some tunes on. You know, you need some stimuli.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
No.
As an old, you just sit out there and think.
Well, honestly, that's kind of what...
Stare.
That's one of the reasons I like to fish, is you can just kind of go out there. And I'm not going to say that it's mindless, but there's something to casting and reeling and...
You're in the water. Up against the boat.
Yeah. Or if you want to pull a me, I'm a big believer of this. I did a stop bike up in the Klamath River, and it's probably not safe or in any way smart. But you just wear some swim trunks, take your rod and reel, go wading out. Maybe you put on the life vest upside down, throw some beers in it, and then you just kind of float around the middle of the river while fishing. And then you drink too much.
How do you get... Like, don't you need a little bit of, like, counterbalance when you're reeling it back in?
Well, yeah,
so if you're
floating,
you don't really have something, like, to lean against.
But that's kind of the thing is, like, when you're on, like a pontoon boat, right? You're kind of wading, you float down. You can do that in the life jacket with the beers tucked in. And then if you catch something, you know, then you just kind of scooch your way back onto shore. I'm like, you're not going out into the middle of the river, but you kind of just, you know... It combines.
See, when you say wading out there, I'm imagining you just kind of floating around all over the place.
It does happen from time to time. Like, if you're not paying
attention.
You're
staying pretty close to the home base.
Yeah, sometimes you end up floating down quite a bit. But I'm a big believer of combining playing in the water with fishing and drinking. It's a very enjoyable way to spend your summer days.
Do you think crows are like the mics of birds? Like, they're just a dime a dozen. You know, people named Mike. You know?
I feel like no one likes the crow.
No, like that's what I'm saying. Like they're just too around. They're like pigeons.
Well, that
like, we just don't. They're not like crows are actually super smart,
yeah.
Right? And they're huge and they're kind of funky looking and they're kind of I don't know. There's probably a lot to observe about crows, but because they're everywhere, we take them for granted. Like guys like Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
And I mean, not you specifically. I'm just saying. Name. Like, yeah. Just
and the problem common. With the crow is we all know that the crow just wants to be the raven, but it's not. The right. Raven gets a lot of love.
Right.
No one, yeah, the crow. Like,
yeah, and then the pigeon and then the stupid birds, you know?
Yeah. Well,
you know what you guys haven't mentioned yet? The penguin.
Love penguins.
Yeah, who doesn't love the penguin?
Big fan. All right. Well, we didn't get to Tiger King news.
No, we didn't. We
7 minutes on birds.
Bird King news.
We got caught up on the birds.
Birds and trees and sitting outside and being an old.
There's something
just great.
There's something great about being out in nature and having it be quiet.
Don't you think it's kind of cool in a real dorky sort of way if you can just, if somebody asks you, hey, what kind of tree is that? And you can name it.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's kind of cool?
Which I can't. I'm not
I mean, I'm okay at it. I'm not.
Yeah. I'm with you, though. There is something, you know.
Ah, yes. That is the Himalayan snow cow.
Yeah. You're always a little bit impressed, and you figure you could do some, like, looking into it, but I never do.
You know who was like that when I golfed with him? My dear friend, Bo Jackson.
Bo was one of those guys?
Bo was...
Well, he's an outdoorsman.
I think it's a Himalayan snow cock. He was very into the birds and the trees in Oregon. He lives back in the Midwest. It's maybe he lives in the South, but I think he lives in the Midwest. And these trees out here, man, these birds, this wildlife,
he was on
it's
board.
Fun. He was all about it. Me and my buddy Bo.
You and your best
I
friend.
I should text him.
You really should. See how he's doing through all this.
Yeah. All right. Tiger King news, I promise, next on The Fan.
Journey now at betterutoday.com. Hit get started today. And here's to a better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
I spent the break just looking up random birds now, by the way.
Did I just get you into bird watching?
Yeah, well, no. I want nothing to do with bird watching, but I will tell you that looking up all the different kinds of birds, there's a lot of like, oh, I know what that is, but I had no idea what it was called. I'm looking up the Guide to North American Birds right now. Like the Stellar Jay. I knew that was different than the Blue Jay. It's got the little mohawk, but I didn't know what it was called. But that's the Stellar Jay that often gets confused with the Blue Jay.
Carole Baskin, whose longstanding feud with Joe Exotic was chronicled in the hit Netflix docuseries Tiger King.
Yeah, and we all assume that she killed her husband.
Has been awarded the zoo once owned by Joe Exotic.
Yeah, who's the doucher that took over for Joe Exotic? That guy that kind of swindled him out of it. Who's probably a bigger criminal than Joe Exotic.
Yeah, his name... was
Jeff Lowe.
Jeff Lowe.
Yeah.
Dude, that and he's the guy who has the
shady.
Was he like interviewing nannies and he made them like so he's got a hot nanny as a girlfriend?
Well yeah, his
but him then and, he was interviewing other nannies.
Him and his wife are swingers and so they take the tiger cubs to like Vegas and he's a swindler, right? He's one of these guys that you know he's a con man. But, like, they take the tiger cubs and they smuggle them in suitcases. They take them up to, like, Vegas suites, and then they use the tiger cubs to lure people in for their orgies. Which, you know, I guess, hey, Jeff, great idea. But, yeah, that dude is... That's a horrible, horrible human being.
So...
He was running the zoo.
Yeah, he bought it.
Yeah.
Or... I don't know if he bought it, but he was running it. A judge ruled in favor of Baskin's Big Cat Rescue Corporation in a lawsuit against the Greater Wynwood Development Group, LLC, which is the company once owned by Exotic. And his name is, which I never got used to his real name. You know Joe Exotic's real name?
Well, it's not Joe Exotic. I don't remember what it is. They said it in the documentary. But
it's Joseph Allen Maldonado Passage.
Joseph Maldonado. That,
yes.
Yeah, because he took the name of a couple of his husbands.
Yeah. A few.
You
his,
know the,
his original name was not that.
Can I tell you that the weirdest part about that whole thing, and believe me, there is a lot. By far, to me, and I'm saying by far, the strangest part
bifurcate.
Is that that dude who is not good looking in any shape or form, right? Under any circumstances, that guy good looking. He married multiple people that weren't gay. Multiple men.
He's seductive.
That weren't gay. That guy seduced multiple straight guys into marrying him. For the love of all that's holy, how does that happen?
Well, probably some deep, deep stuff there.
I mean, my word. Like, I get it. There's like some dudes you're like, dude, that's a beautiful man. Like, ah, maybe, right? It's like at that point, it's art. It's not even sex. But Joe Exotic? Like, really? And they're getting like property of Joe Exotic tattooed on him?
So Baskin, if you never saw the show, she's kind of like Joe, only she claims to be like a tiger advocate, like rescuer, not zoo. Like sanctuary. And so she gets control of the 16 acres of land in Oklahoma. Now, she lived in Florida.
Yeah.
Joe lived in Oklahoma, and Joe's zoo was in Oklahoma. Her sanctuary was in Florida.
Yeah, so she has a zoo, too. Her difference is
she says she rescues them.
She rescues them. She still charges people to come, but she doesn't breed them or do cub pets.
She also doesn't pay any of her employees because they're volunteers, and it's like a cult where there's different levels and shirts.
And she killed her husband.
Yeah.
Well, allegedly.
Ex-husband. But there's some watch. I think that's the most interesting part of the whole documentary is trying to make sense of that whole thing.
I know. That her the disappearance. And by the way, he's never been found.
No.
And probably won't be.
And then what do we have here? Oh, so we don't know if Baskin is going to run this. Like, surely she'll shut it down, right?
One would think, right?
And well, she's not going to live in Oklahoma.
No, but my guess is she just moves the whatever tigers are there to her place in Florida and sells it off unless she gets someone to run it because she thinks she can make more money that way.
And so if you're wondering, he's in prison, Joe Exotic, because he was convicted of a murder for hire plot against her. He wanted to kill her. Their feud was so intense that he hired somebody to kill her.
Well, let's also not understate the fact that...
So he's got 22 years.
He's crazy and he's on meth, so...
Well, he's probably not anymore. He's in prison.
That's true. Well, you can't get meth in prison? No. Oh, I think you can.
You probably can, but I can't imagine, like, how many guys are wasted in prison, you know?
Do we have any prison bros that can... I'm assuming that in prison you can get meth.
Look, like, let's put it this way. The clearest Joe Exotic will ever think... is probably now.
Yeah, valid point. So if he is on meth, it's a lower quality and lower dose of meth. Prison wine, right? The toilet wine?
Yeah, what do they call that?
I think it's just toilet wine. I think it's prison wine.
There's a name for it.
I don't know. I know they make it in the toilets. Ugh.
Well, anyway, Baskin gets the zoo.
Carol Baskin. I love that she made that thinking that she was going to be some sort of hero. And she came out with everyone in America assuming that she killed her husband.
Now, don't you think, though, she's doing some good for the tigers?
No.
You don't think she is?
No. I think from what I saw, her zoo just looked like just a poorly run. Those animals have a horrific life. I mean, I think
what are you supposed to do with animals like that? Like, what do you do with them?
I don't know. Well, you can't take them out into... You know, you can't take them into nature. You can't release them.
Right.
You just wish that someone actually had the wherewithal to build something that was halfway decent for them. Right. I don't know if you've ever been to any of these or like I've seen a couple like gator farms that are like this. I saw one with bears once that was in the Midwest when we were driving across the country. They're always just like run down, you know, 16 acres. And how many different cats does she have? Like 100 plus tigers and they're only on 16 acres. I mean, they're always just these poorly run, you know, squalor holes. It'd be nice if there was actually a place that they could live out their lives in something that's halfway decent. But it never seems to be the case.
Pruno.
Pruno's the toilet wine.
Yeah, that's what they call it. Pruno. Did you see this text? I just ate a bunch of mushrooms right before my friends picked me up to take me to the Nike employee store, and it turns out they aren't doing guest passes right now. So I'm sitting in the car in the AC listening to you guys, and I'm honestly pretty happy things worked out the way they did. Thank you.
I asked him, what colors are we speaking to you right now?
Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
All right.
That made my day. Well, we have some guy high on mushrooms sitting in a car by himself in the AC listening to us and loving it.
Because he couldn't get into the employee store. So I guess they're only letting employees in
right now. I assume that the other guys are in the store.
Yeah. Well, you know, it just goes to show
you never know,
man. You never know.
You never know
who's listening to us talk about birds and Joe Exotic. And by the way, as I scroll through here, can I say that my new favorite bird is the Birdle Titmouse?
So you said that just for that word.
No, look it up. That's a great looking bird. Like
No, you chose that.
No.
So that you could say that word on the radio.
You chose that just like Rob chose the Himalayan snow cock.
No, because there was another.
You chose the titmouse.
At least I admit it.
No, because there's another bird that's titmouse that's just that. But I was like, it wasn't a really good looking bird. This one, on the other hand, look it up. That's a good looking bird. It kind of looks like a blue jay, but
I'm sure it is. But maybe you can admit that you started this by looking for something that had a great word you could say on the air because it was the name of a bird.
No, I'm telling you, and I'm hand to the Lord.
Who?
That I would just, well, whatever. Hand to Tom Cruise. I was just scrolling through all the different birds, and that one stuck out. And I was like, that is a beautiful, beautiful bird.
Uh-huh.
And it just so happens to be the birdle titmouse.
Just so happens to be, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. What happens when your key witness in a murder trial is a parrot?
Well, it's about time. You end up, hopefully, with an awesome, awesome murder case.
You need a lot of crackers.
You need a little parrot suit?
Dude, I would give
anything. Put him up on the stand?
I would give anything to be a juror and they roll out a parrot into the courtroom.
There used to be a guy who
You have to wait for him to talk?
Lived in my neighborhood growing up. He was mostly blind. And he had a bunch of parrots and birds. He would walk around and let the kids look at the birds. It's pretty cool. Nice guy.
This is a true story, and I'm going to tell you about it next. key witness.
Justice.
The parrot. Here's Mike with SportsCenter.
Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
The comments, we're talking birds.
Yeah. By the way, still scrolling through the Guide to North American Birds, how anyone could possibly know all these birds, and there's more than I can even count, and the difference between them are, like the difference between Grace's Wobbler and the Gold-Winged Wobbler, I can't, they look like the same damn bird.
How many birds do you think there are? And I don't mean species. I mean individual birds.
Look, I have been scrolling for probably now 15 minutes on just the North American birds. And every time you get down to the page, it just keeps loading more. So, you know. And by the way, I'm only in the G's right now.
Don't you think there are way more trees than birds?
No, I'm going way more birds.
You think there are more birds?
Yeah.
Because we did the tree thing once, right? Wasn't it like 3 trillion or something?
Oh, I thought you were talking about different kinds of birds versus different kinds of trees.
No, I'm talking about individual birds, individual trees.
I'm still
total number.
I'm still going birds.
Remember, this set your brother off because he was pissed. He was like, how could you possibly even know how many trees there are? How could you even estimate that?
Yeah, that dude he got all bent out of shape over that.
And it was like 3 trillion or something?
Yeah, and he didn't buy it.
How many birds do you think there are? I'm going to look that up.
Now, Rob, are you a fan of the Gila woodpecker?
Yes.
Is that kind of your go-to? Or do you prefer the reticulated woodpecker?
That sounds more interesting.
Yeah, or do you like the hairy woodpecker?
There you go.
That's yours?
That's me there.
There you go. The hairy woodpecker.
It says between 200 and 400 million, billion birds, individual birds on Earth.
And so how many trees?
3 trillion. So it's not even close.
Okay.
Way more trees than birds. Trees win.
That's a little bit of an upset. I mean, there's birds everywhere. Think about how many birds live in each tree.
These are just estimates, but... So we were talking about birds. Let's go back to the parrot.
Yeah. Can I tell you that when it comes to the parrot, except for the ones in murder trials, I give parrots a...
Yeah. I've told you before that my father-in-law has one.
Yeah.
Or had one. He put it in the dryer and killed it. It was an accident.
I shouldn't laugh at that, but, you know.
Look, I laughed. That poor thing.
I know.
Well, he didn't put it in the dryer. The thing crawls into the dryer the door's open because it likes the fluffy towels.
Sure.
And he didn't know it was in there, and he started the thing back up.
And the amazing part is we had several people that texted in and said that they had done that with other
animals.
Like
with cats.
Yeah, a cat. And we had a couple birds. We had people. I guess that is not that uncommon. Someone said that happened in the dishwasher. I guess like animal. I don't know. Like animals go hang out in places. And then you don't even think about it. You start it up and like, whoops. I bet that's a scene when you go to open the dryer.
No kidding. The comments of a parrot may be used in an upcoming rape and murder trial. Elizabeth Toledo was raped and then killed in the city of San Fernando, Argentina, in December of 2018. At the end of the month, a police officer was guarding the crime scene when they heard a parrot say, "I know, por favor."
Want to do that one more
time? Soltame.
Do that one more time for me.
"Ay, no, por favor, soltame."
You go ahead and cut that. I think we're going to need that.
"Ay, no, por favor, soltame," which means, "No, please let me go." The police believe the parrot was repeating its owner's last words as she was allegedly beaten and raped by two housemates. Local media said the parrot was also mentioned by a neighbor who heard it saying, "Why did you beat me?" as one of the arrested suspects fled the house.
Okay, I get the fact that the parrot is, but how do they know who the parrot's repeating? Did the parrot, like, pick him out of a lineup? How does that work? I mean, I get that the parrot is repeating.
They're repeating the owner.
I get that they're repeating. So we know that, that's what the owner said, but how does the parrot know who did it?
Oh. I think they're just trying to prove, this helps them prove that they were abusive.
Oh. But do we know?
And did this.
But how do we know who was doing the abuse?
The accused.
I'm not saying that this parrot is reliable. Anyone could have come in and they could have done this, and then the parrot repeats what the owner was saying.
Are they gonna start like bringing in witnesses to discredit the parrot?
What if they bring in like a cockatoo and the cockatoo's got an entirely different story?
Yeah, that parrot's always drunk. There's no way you can trust anything it says.
It's completely. Like, did they put the parrot and then like see who like the parrot like claws at? Like, which one of these? And then the parrot flies at him and starts pecking at their eyes. And they're like, "That's the guy that did it."
I love that they're going to bring this parrot up to the stand.
Is that even... Can you do that? I need to... Well, like dogs,
no,
right?
No, they're not
like,
going to put it on the stand.
But no, like, is that any... Is there evidence to that? I'm not saying be put on the stand, but could an animal be used in the prosecution of someone? Could an animal, like, identify someone in a crime?
I don't know.
What about a chimp? Those things are really smart. They can sign language. What if Coco the chimp, you know, is like, yeah, can sign language? Be like, "Oh, yeah, he did that S. Yeah, right there." Well, yeah.
What if, on the flip side, she taught the parrot to say that to help prove her argument?
Right. There's that. Hmm. Prosecuting attorney, do you recognize the...
I know. Por favor. Soltame.
What if, do you recognize the defendant, parrot? Do you recognize the defendant? Prosecuting attorney, just answer the question.
I now want to see a parrot on the witness stand in like a little cage.
With a little suit on. Head prosecutor, for whatever her name is, has reportedly included the parrot's testimony in the case file. An autopsy showed that the victim had been beaten, raped, and strangled to death. Her body was found. Okay.
That's
bad. Need that.
Yeah, that's not good.
I'm looking for more parrot news here. Those guys had been arrested, and yeah, so they just arrested the dudes, and the parrot's gonna hang them. How about that?
I'm gonna do some research and tomorrow see if I can bring you several cases where animals have played a key role. That has to have happened at some point where an animal has been a piece of the puzzle to identifying a crime. That had to have happened. Like a seeing eye dog, or I don't know, maybe a small or smart dolphin. I feel like they made. Flipper was always solving crimes from the ocean, right? I don't know why, but Flipper was always involved in shenanigans. Where's Scooby-Doo? Although that probably goes back to mushrooms.
I want this expose by you.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this.
Tomorrow I will do
some. I want this.
Tomorrow in the club, I will, if they're out there, maybe they aren't, but I will do my due diligence tonight and see if I can bring you like a top five where animals have played a crucial role.
Isn't there a thing, we may have talked about this not too long ago on the show within the last 3 years or so, because we've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
But isn't there a thing where animals, there's a movement to get animals to be able to sue?
Well, there was a horse.
And so, yes, and certain animals can sue.
Oh, I don't think so. I think it was just one of those where someone was attempting to say that the animal could sue its owners for its freedom and it... I don't think that went anywhere. But that was here in Oregon.
That's right. Yeah. That's what it was.
Yeah, but I don't think that I don't think that came out on the right side for the horsey.
But there's a movement.
Sure. Like PETA and all that, like your dog should be able to sue you and, you know.
I thought there was a case with a monkey.
I told Crumb the other day to shut his mouth. He's never had it so good. Sue me.
A texter just sent us a website that we had to go to. It's called birdsarentreal.com. I cannot tell if this is real or not. But
you guys talk for a living.
Here's a little blurb of who are we.
Okay.
And he has an entire, he or she, whoever owns the site, has an entire history that's way too long to read in a short amount of time. The Birds Aren't Real movement has been active since 1976. Once a preventative cause, our initial goal was to stop the genocide of real birds. Unfortunately, this was unsuccessful, and the government has since replaced every living bird with robotic replicas.
Sweet.
Now our movement's prerogative is to make everyone aware of this fact. And it's because I guess Nixon had some sort of surveillance thing that they called birds when he was president. And now
that's what
they believe birds aren't real. Or they're real, but they're just robots.
What if they're right?
And they're just spying on us.
We never knew it.
You think the guy sitting outside the Nike employee store right now is freaking out because he's high on shrooms and
it's like, oh man,
we just put it into his head that birds aren't real?
I know, por favor, soltame.
Whoops.
Now, this could very well be a bit, but they've got t-shirts and a whole history and a lot going on this website. So I don't know. Maybe they believe it. Maybe they don't.
We're living in the Galdarn Matrix. The Earth is an oval. It's on the back of a turtle, and apparently birds aren't real.
John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip, and everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
In regards to our bird talk, and apparently there are a lot of people who believe that birds are all robots and they're fake or whatever.
Like the Masters piped in fake bird noise.
That's
there
true.
Can't be, those people can't be real.
There are no. You do not see birds at Augusta. The bird noises are fake. It is confirmed. I've been there. But, and you can see the wires running up the trees. That said, what was I saying?
Something about the birds and the fakes and the people believe
bird
it.
People.
Oh, well, somebody said, well, can't you just go hunt birds and then, like, when you shoot them, then you eat the meaty parts and then that kind of tells you that they're not robots?
Oh.
Decent that, point.
That's a little... Well, I think a lot of those birds you can't kill. Can you just, like, what go, about, can you okay. kill whatever...
Maybe those are plants.
Hmm.
I mean, not... You know what I mean? Like, they planted those birds?
Yeah.
Well, what about the birds off? That... That fly into the window and die. They just do that every once in a while to throw us off the scent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Another tactic.
Because that does happen quite a bit.
Look, don't you think if... Okay, let's play this out. Birds, I don't buy the birds. If there was a entire species of animal that was robotic and used for dark, shadowy purposes, wouldn't it be cats?
Well, cats
are... I mean, wouldn't it be cats? They've already gained our trust. Mm. Nobody really likes them, and yet people love them. They do their own thing. They're standoffish. They creep around. They're super agile. They're sneaky.
I don't think there's enough of them.
There's a million cats. Yeah,
cats are evil, man. Like I'm telling
you, they're
like,
evil. But there are a million cats. But rats. I think rat. Like you need numbers.
Yeah, there are a lot
of
rats.
Birds, rats, and Mises.
Oh, man. I'm with John. Like, sometimes I just look at
what
a cat.
Ants?
Ants.
Yeah, screw ants. I got a spray for ants. I don't fear an ant.
Same with rats.
Did you fear thousands of ants?
No, I got spray.
Until the spray makes them grow.
If you found a rat, you'd go after it. You wouldn't just ignore it. You'd try to kill it. You can't just abide a rat.
Well, that's not necessarily true. You see rats all the time. You don't try to kill them. You can't catch them.
Where?
Now, if they're in your house, you definitely want to try to catch them and set traps and stuff. But if you see a rat on the street, you just like, oh, hey, there's a rat. Gross.
But if they're spying on us, like there's a cat in my backyard like an hour ago, right? And I'm like, oh, look at that cat. It's adorable. See, it's spying on me. It's gained my trust. And I don't even like cats. If that was a rat, I'd be like, where's the pitchfork or the traps or the shotgun? I'm going... I can't abide that rat in my backyard.
That's a good point.
Whereas the cat's taking notes back there of my patterns when I come and go from the backyard.
It's true, because cats leave us and, like, you don't know where they are for days. I think they're reporting back to the super big cat czar.
Well, and I'll tell you what, cats have very judgmental eyes. They're always staring at you, and it's just... It's kind of freaky. I'm telling
you're pissing
you, like,
cat guy off over here.
Well, I'm sorry, Mike's creepy cat guy. Go on a walk.
They're not judgmental. They're cute.
Go on a walk sometime, like at night, right? You're strolling around, and then out of nowhere, there'll just be a cat hanging out in the driveway, like in the middle of the night. It's very unsettling.
That's the one that was assigned to follow you.
Yeah, it's in charge. Like, hey, what's up?
Look, Dad. That big guy with the raccoon, he goes for a walk about 8:15. So, Dave, I'm going to need you to trail him.
It's not the raccoon, John. It's the possums now.
It's okay if you get seen, because he'll just think you're a cat. I think we're onto something here. What other animal would it be?
It might be the great tit.
God, dude.
That's the bird.
You just proved
our point. Brother... He is such a douche.
Would you prefer the Aiden Cock of the Rock? Because that's there too.
Jason.
Oh, I've compiled. Don't think that I wasn't doing this. I have compiled the list of my favorite birds.
You're an idiot.
From the North American bird species, and you're just.
What was that last one?
That would be the Aiden Cock of the Rock.
What a great name.
Rob, sometimes when my brother does this, I think to myself, it's a good thing it's 6:57. We're almost done.
Yes.
Like, how do you handle him when he does this at 3:15?
At 3:15?
Like, and you can't.
I steer into the skit.
I got 3.5 hours left of this.
Yeah, I steer into the skit.
There's also, if you prefer the bird.
I let him hang himself.
If you like it and you're a bird watcher, you may be a fan of the bush tit.
John.
Which is also out there. Or maybe you're a fan of the dixicle.
Oh, come
on. That is a real bird. Yes,
no.
It is.
Stop making things up.
D-I-C-K-C-I-S-S-E-L.
Oh, now that you spelled it, we believe it?
Looking at it right here.
Now, I will say
this. You want the masked booby?
If he tried to make up that spelling, he probably would have spelled it wrong. So maybe it is real.
There's the chorus. There's the Himalayan snowcock.
What?
Love that one.
Yep, the blue-footed booby. There's the common shag. There's, of course, the woodcock. Ha! Because who doesn't love that bird?
The common shag.
Yep.
Had a few of those.
These are all really, these are like real birds.
All right. Or are they? Or they're robots.
Well, and then, of course, my personal favorite, the red-billed oxpecker. Let's not forget about that one.
So you went through that whole list just so that you could rattle that off?
Yes.
He was going
through,
during the breaks, he was like, Rob, you won't believe how many birds there are. I'm only on the L's.
Yep.
That's why he was going through them.
Yeah.
I thought he was genuinely interested in birds.
Opening new tab for everyone.
No, he had to get to O to get the oxpecker out there.
Yes.
Would you prefer the horny screamer? Because that's real too.
And a few of those too.
By the way, can we just say that I'm going to prove a point here. Who's ever naming birds is clearly doing this.
Is a perv,
is a perv,
that's
right?
True. There's got to be, there's so many of them that they have to throw in some
names.
That's
more proof.
Like,
it's the government making them robots. They're like, name them whatever you want.
Right. I mean, there's just no way that someone's.
Is there a bird called the horny perv? Sounds like a bird name.
I was going to say, there's just no way that someone is going through and naming these birds and is like, well, clearly this makes sense. No, they're doing it. Again, they're doing it as a gag.
Well, again, if there's 8 of them you have to name, you take it serious. If there's 30,000,
that's right.
It's an oxpecker real quick.
That's right. All right, have a good night.
All right, go birds.
Love everybody. Yes, go birds. Love birds.
Go birds.
Not even just the ones with dirty names for your child's brain. Birds are great. Love birds.
Especially the bush tit.
We are back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on the Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
I think it's a Himalayan snowcock.
I know. Por favor. Soltame.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.